In the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 51, it says, "When the days were approaching for his ascension, he was determined to go to Jerusalem." This is what I want to base my short lesson on tonight. There's this idea out there that if you are a true believer in God, then he will take care of your every desire, and that you will never go through hard times ever again. But that is not the case, as shown by the greatest example that we have. Here we have the Son of God experiencing an extremely difficult hardship. He's heading towards the city of Jerusalem. And it's difficult because he knows he's coming to the end of his physical life. He knows he's approaching the time of his death, the time in which he will be beaten and hung upon a cross. And he knows that all of this is about to happen soon in the city of Jerusalem. Yet he still determines to go there. The New King James Version has it translated as "he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem." And this is where we need to take our example from. We will experience our own trials, things that we may consider to be overwhelming and difficult. On the physical side of things, there may come a time when you lose your job or you may lose a loved one. What will your attitude be when that situation arises? Will you set your face and take it head on, knowing that you will be able to get through anything as long as God is with you and you trust in God? Or will you be defeated? Will you cave into the temptations that may arise from the situation? As for spiritual hardships, if you're standing for the truth, then you will often find yourself in a minority. You know, when your friends laugh at you because you choose not to go see the latest movie because of the content, or when your coworkers mock you because you don't want to go with them after work to the bar and have a drink. And there's so many more situations that you could find yourself in, and none of them are going to be as painful or as humiliating as what Jesus went through. So when we find ourselves in these situations, we need to have the same attitude that he had and set our face to take them on and continue on. Do not try to go around them or avoid them. We all know the saying, that which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. And there's another idea involved with that, and that is avoiding the difficult things can make you weaker. Take the body, for example. If you do not use the muscles in your body, then they start to atrophy. People who find themselves lying in a hospital bed for months on end have to undergo more physical therapy, months of physical therapy, to try to regain the muscles that they lost, to re-strengthen themselves. And our spirituality is the same. We can't avoid the spiritual hardships that come our way because they're difficult, or we may find ourselves becoming spiritually weak. We must look to Jesus as our example. And Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, shows us the end result of facing these difficult times that we encounter. It says, "Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." Jesus went to Jerusalem knowing that he would be beaten, that he would shed his blood, and that he would ultimately be killed. But he still set his face. He determined to go there. He wasn't going to go around it or avoid it. Paul said the following to Timothy in his second letter, "For this reason, I endure all things for the sake of those who are chosen, so that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus, and with it eternal glory." It is a trustworthy statement. "For if we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. And if we deny him, he also will deny us." And Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, "Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Our reward for setting our face, for enduring the hardships, for overcoming the difficulties, is salvation and eternal glory. But for those who aren't Christians, there is more to just knowledge, or more than just knowledge, and enduring the hardships. We also have to do what we have been commanded. That is, we must repent of our sins and be baptized into the body of our Lord. And this lesson hasn't focused on what one must do to be saved, rather what one must do afterwards to ensure a home in heaven. But if you find yourself here tonight and you're wanting to know more about baptism and the remission of sin that comes with it, then please ask any of us and we will be glad to speak with you. If you have heard what you are supposed to do and yet you still haven't done it, then I hope that tonight you will no longer put it off anymore. You can come forward and confess your faith and repent of your sins and be baptized tonight. Or, if you have been baptized but are having difficulty overcoming the hardships that have come your way, then we also encourage you to come forward and ask for the prayers of those who are here. Because we are all human. And each of us has at some point probably avoided the hardship that was in our way because we knew it would be difficult. But it is much easier to take them head on with help than it is to do it by yourself. So whatever your situation is tonight, we ask you please come forward and stand. Come forward while we stand and sing.